All right, welcome to another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about something that I think is very important.
Okay.
And a lot of people, kind of shy away from this, but it's Christian theology. We got a bunch of material on it.
Right.
And, theology can sound very intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Super academic.
Super academic.
Right.
And a lot of people don't, they think like, oh, I'm not smart enough or,
right.
I don't know enough.
Right. You have to have like four PhDs or something right. before you can even.
Or you have to be like a pastor or a theologian to even.
Approach it, right.
To even approach it, right. But our source material is actually really good.
Yeah.
At kind of breaking this down.
Right.
And.
It's approachable.
Defining what Christian theology is
yeah.
and why it's actually important for like the average everyday believer.
Absolutely.
And.
Because ultimately, what is theology?
Right.
It is the study of God.
Right.
So if you believe in God, you're already a theologian.
Yeah, you're already doing it.
To some degree.
Right, exactly.
But how can we be better theologians, right? How can we deepen our understanding?
How can we systematize it?
Systematize it, exactly.
No. And so.
And this deep dive is kind of your.
That's what we're doing today.
Your cheat sheet to that.
Exactly,
right?
exactly. So. And the source material we're using today is called. Introducción a la Teología Cristiana.
Okay, fantastic.
So we're going to be kind of looking at this introduction and pulling out the key points, right?
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
And the key points really are, what is this? What is Christian theology, right? What are like its basic principles? Like, how do we approach this, right?
Yeah.
And then like, how is it relevant to us? You know, like,
exactly.
Why should we care about this, right?
Exactly, because our goal in looking at this theological material is not just to have, head knowledge about God,
right.
but to actually use this knowledge to grow in our relationship with him.
Right.
So there's that element of application that's so crucial.
Right.
And the source, I think, really emphasizes this right from the get-go.
Right.
It's not just about, becoming super academic and learning all these, highfalutin terms and concepts.
Right.
It's about how can this make me a better follower of Jesus? How can this help me to understand God more and serve him more effectively?
Right.
So
absolutely. Yeah. And that's why, I think this source material is great because it is an introduction.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
And it's written for like.
The everyday person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like anyone can pick this up and.
Right.
And understand this. Right.
Right.
And so, the first chapter.
Yes.
It starts by just like tackling the basics. Like, what does theology even mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a word that it's thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
And, we use it, but do we really know what it is?
No.
And as you mentioned, it can sound really intimidating, right?
Right.
But the source breaks it down really simply.
It does.
It's a, it comes from two Greek words, theos, which means God, and logos, which means word or study. So in its simplest form, theology is the study of God.
Yeah, it's as simple as that.
And that's it. Okay. But the implication is it's not just about having this intellectual, head knowledge about God, right?
Right.
It's about understanding God's will for our lives.
Right.
Understanding how to read the Bible correctly and interpret it through the lens of who God is.
Right.
And then putting Christ's teachings into practice every single day.
Right. Yeah. So it's more than just, having like
a bunch of facts.
Yeah. A bunch of facts in your head. Right.
Right.
It's about understanding and really knowing him.
That's right.
And the source quotes Jeremiah 9:2-4.
Oh, perfect.
And it says, it says, let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches, but let the one who boasts boast about this, that they understand and know me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight.
That's good. I love that.
So it's not about, it's not about our intellect or our strength. It's about knowing God.
Exactly.
Right.
And the source emphasizes that theology helps us to move beyond just a superficial, surface-level understanding
right.
of God and to really get to the heart of who he is and what he desires from us. And it lays out these kind of these key points about theology.
Right, like characteristics almost.
Exactly.
Of
yeah.
theology.
Yeah. Like,
what is it based on?
Right. What are the hallmarks?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so, first of all, it's based on God's revelation.
Yes.
Right. How he has made himself known to us.
That's right.
Right. And that's not just through the Bible.
That's right.
But it's through everything, right?
Through creation, yeah, through
creation,
history,
yeah.
Through our own conscience, even
Right.
God have revealed himself in all these different ways.
Right, exactly.
So theology helps us to put all those pieces together
Right.
and see the bigger picture.
And the second point is it helps us understand God's nature.
Yeah.
Right, his character and his purpose.
That's right. Like, who is this God
yeah.
that we're studying?
Right.
What does he write?
Right. And what is he like, what is his ultimate goal?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And so and then the third thing is it's essential for correctly interpreting the Bible.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Like
that's huge.
Without a theological framework, we can easily misunderstand.
Misread.
Or misread scripture.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, that's why we have so many different denominations and interpretations out there. Because
right.
people are coming to the Bible with different presuppositions.
Right.
With different theological lenses, so to speak.
Exactly, yeah.
And so we need to make sure that we're using, you know, the right lens, if you will, to yeah. interpret the Bible correctly.
Right, and that's what theology helps us do, right?
Right.
It helps us put everything in its proper context.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and then finally it says theology helps us to answer those, like, really fundamental questions that we all have.
Yes.
About our faith, right?
Yeah, the big questions.
The big questions, right?
Like, who is God?
Who is God? What is our purpose?
Why are we here?
Yeah, why are we here? What happens after we die?
What happens after we die?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know.
All these big questions that we wrestle with.
And the source brings in a really good example from Acts 17.11.
Oh, the great.
And this is the example of the Bereans.
Yes, the Bereans.
It says, now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true.
That's so good.
Right? So
I love the Bereans.
They were they weren't just taking Paul's word for it.
Yeah.
They were actually
checking it out.
Yeah, doing their own
homework,
right? They were like theological detectives. They
yeah.
weren't just accepting information. They were verifying its truth.
Exactly. They were thinking critically.
They were. And that's such a valuable skill.
It is.
For any believer.
Absolutely. It's so important for us to not just blindly accept what we hear,
right.
but to actually go back to the source, to the scripture,
source.
And see if these things are actually true.
Right. And see if you know, if it really aligns
exactly.
with what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Right? And so
I think that's such a healthy theological approach,
it is.
You know,
yeah.
to learning about God.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to growing in our faith.
Absolutely. So how does this like practically apply to our listeners?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, the source points out a few really key things.
Okay.
First and foremost, studying theology helps every single believer to grow in their faith and their knowledge of God.
Okay.
Right? It's not just about, again, accumulating facts.
Right.
It's about deepening our understanding of who God is
right.
and how he works in the world. Second, it helps us to identify false doctrines.
Okay.
You know, those teachings that maybe sound good on the surface.
Right.
But actually, when you dig a little deeper, they stray from the truth of Scripture.
Right. They don't really line up.
They don't line up, yeah, with the Bible.
With the Bible.
And that can be really dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if we're following false teachings.
Absolutely. And we need that solid theological foundation.
Yes.
To tell the difference, right?
Exactly.
Between what is true and what is false.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we're bombarded with so many different messages these days.
Right.
And it can be hard to sift through all the noise
yeah.
and figure out what's actually true.
Right. Exactly.
And then third, I think it's so important because it equips us to teach God's word faithfully and accurately to others.
Right.
Right.
Especially, you know, if you have children or, you know, people that you're disciplining or whatever. Right. Like,
or even just in our everyday conversations,
yeah.
you know, when we're talking about our faith with friends, family, coworkers,
right.
we need to be able to articulate what we believe and why we believe it.
Right.
And that's where theology comes in.
That's good.
It gives us that foundation.
That foundation, yeah. That solid, solid foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not just theoretical. It's incredibly practical.
Right.
And it really does impact our Christian lives.
It does, yeah, and that's actually what the next section in the source material looks at.
Okay,
is that relationship between theology and Christian life,
okay,
right?
Okay, right.
And it actually starts out by quoting 2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Okay,
and it says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work."
So the emphasis there is on the practicality of Scripture, right?
Yes.
That it's not just this, you know, ancient book that's irrelevant to our lives.
Right.
It actually has something to say to us today.
Yes, absolutely. And so what's the connection there? Like, how does theology tie into all that, like, practical stuff?
Well, I think the key takeaway is this.
Okay.
Theology isn't just for academics.
Right.
It's for any Christian who wants to grow closer to God.
Okay.
And to live their lives in a way that pleases him.
Okay.
Ignoring theology can actually lead us to some pretty dangerous places, you know?
Right.
It can lead to doctrinal errors and incorrect practices,
right.
Both of our own personal lives and within the church.
Right. So it's not just like, you know, an optional thing. It's pretty important, right?
It is. Like, you know, I would say it's essential
to make sure that we're understanding things correctly.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. It's the foundation.
And so
upon which we build our faith.
Right. So a solid theological foundation helps us apply these principles,
yes,
that we find in the Bible.
That's right.
To our everyday situations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a roadmap for navigating life.
Yes. I like
based
that.
On God's word.
Yeah.
So we don't have to wander around aimlessly. We can consult the map and know which way to go.
Right. Yeah. And the source actually gives another good example from the Bible of the disciples asking Jesus to teach them how to pray in Luke 11.1.
That's right. Lord, teach us to pray.
Yeah. And so,
like, John the Baptist taught his disciples.
Yeah. And so it shows that, like, you know, even the disciples,
right,
they didn't just automatically know all this stuff.
Okay. Yeah, they needed instruction.
They needed to be taught.
Yes.
And so,
and I think that highlights the fact that spiritual growth isn't automatic.
Right.
It requires intentionality. It requires teaching, learning,
yep,
and a desire to understand God better.
Right.
And so,
absolutely. And the source emphasizes that having a good grasp of theology helps us to better understand God's will.
Yes.
In all areas of our life.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking like marriage, parenting, our jobs, our relationships,
decision making.
Yeah. Our finances, everything, right? Like
everything,
all those,
every area of life.
Yeah. All areas of life
should be informed by our understanding of God and his word.
Right. Exactly.
And that's the theology helps us to do.
Right. And it also equips us to, you know, guide others.
That's right.
Right.
To mentor others
on their faith journey.
Yeah. To be those spiritual guides.
Right. And then also it helps us to remain steadfast.
Yes.
You know, when we face doubts.
Trials.
Or trials, right?
Absolutely.
Because life is hard. It is. And we're going to go through those times, right?
Yeah. And when those storms come, we need a firm foundation to stand on.
Right.
And that foundation is our understanding of God, his character, his promises.
Absolutely.
And that's what theology helps us to build.
Yes, it does. And it's interesting. So the source material goes on to talk about, like, the objectives of theology.
Okay.
Right. Where it comes to, like, our spiritual and doctrinal formation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they break this down into three key areas.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
And the first one is knowing God and his revelation.
That's right.
Right. And it quotes Psalm 100.3.
Okay.
Which says, know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Beautiful.
So the focus here is really on, like, deepening that understanding of God's character, right?
Right.
His attributes.
Yeah.
And the way that he's revealed himself to humanity.
Yeah, how has he made himself known?
Yeah, right.
Through his word.
Through the Bible, through creation, most fully through Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah.
I love that. It's about moving from, you know, just kind of like a basic acquaintance,
right,
with God, right, to a much deeper and more intimate.
Right. Like, yeah, like a casual acquaintance, right?
Yeah. We know about him, but
yeah,
do we really know him?
Yeah.
Do we know his heart? Do we know his character? Do we know his desires?
Yeah.
That's what theology helps us to do.
Absolutely. And so then the second objective is establishing a solid doctrinal base.
Yes. So important.
Right. And so,
and again, that can sound intimidating.
Right. Yeah. Like, what does that even mean?
Right. What is doctrine?
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like something you just argue about.
Right.
In seminary.
Right. Exactly.
But really, all it means is the teachings,
right,
of the Christian faith.
Right.
What we believe about God, about ourselves, about the world, about salvation.
Right.
And so establishing a solid doctrinal base means organizing our understanding of the Bible into this coherent system,
right?
So that we can see how all the pieces fit together.
Right. It's more than just having like
random verses.
It's about understanding how they all relate to each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the source actually quotes 2 Timothy 1:1 here.
Okay.
And it says, "What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus."
So that's about, you know, holding on to the truth
right.
that has been passed down to us.
Right. And so it's about, you know, being able to discern between
what's true, false.
The core fundamental truths of Christianity.
Yeah. Versus interpretations that might be a little bit off or less central.
Right. And that's what theology helps us to do.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the third one is applying theological knowledge to Christian life.
Yes, the rubber meets the road.
This is where the rubber meets the road.
Yes, okay. This is where it gets real.
Yes, absolutely.
Because theology is not just an intellectual exercise.
Right.
It's about transforming our lives.
Right.
It's about taking what we know about God and letting it shape how we live, how we think, how we act, how we treat others.
Right, absolutely.
And the source quotes James 1:22 here,
okay,
which says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says."
So it's not enough to just know.
Right. Head knowledge is not enough.
Yeah. Head knowledge is not enough.
You have to put it into practice.
You have to live it out.
You have to live it out.
Exactly.
And that's where the real transformation happens. When we take what we know about God and allow it to change us from the inside out.
Right.
And that's what this third objective is all about.
Yeah. So it's about transforming that knowledge into action.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry.
And living it out in our ethics, our leadership, our discipleship, you know, our service within the Christian community.
Absolutely.
Right. It's not just about, you know, knowing it. It's about doing it.
It's about doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So within theology itself.
Yes.
The source outlines like different branches of theology.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
And it kind of categorizes it as systematic theology.
Okay.
Biblical theology and historical theology.
Okay, great.
What are the distinctions there?
Yeah, so this is helpful to think about, you know, imagine theology as this big, you know,
field
of study.
Yeah.
And there's different ways to approach it.
Okay.
And so systematic theology is kind of what it sounds like. It's a systematic
approach. Organized, exactly.
Yeah.
It's taking all the teachings of the Bible.
Okay.
And organizing them by topic.
Okay.
So, you know, imagine the Bible as a vast library.
Okay.
Right?
I like that.
You've got all these different books on all these different subjects.
Right.
And systematic theology is like the librarian who comes in and organizes all those books by subject.
Right. So like all the books on God are in one spot.
Exactly.
The books on sin are in another, salvation, whatever. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So instead of going through the Bible chronologically from Genesis to Revelation, you might look at everything the Bible has to say about God or everything the Bible has to say about sin or about salvation or about the church or about the end times, you know, so on. So it's kind of like taking like a deep dive into like a specific topic.
Exactly. And seeing everything the Bible has to say on that topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
And it helps us to see how different doctrines fit together and connect to each other.
Okay.
And form a cohesive whole.
Okay.
So, for example, if you wanted to study the doctrine of grace, systematic theology would gather all the relevant passages from across the entire Bible, and present them in a
systematic way,
organized way.
Okay, and then biblical theology.
Okay, so biblical theology is a little bit different.
Okay.
It's not so much concerned with organizing topics as it is with looking at how those topics develop over time within the Bible. So it's tracing the story of how God has revealed himself and his plan throughout history.
Okay.
So for example, if you were studying justification by faith, you would look at how that concept is presented in the Old Testament, how it develops in the Gospels, and how Paul articulates it in his letters.
Okay.
You're tracing the unfolding of the doctrine across the biblical narrative.
Oh, so it's like a chronological approach.
It is, yeah. It's very historical.
Okay.
It's seeing how God revealed these truths over time to his people.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. So to kind of sum it up, systematic asks, what does the whole Bible say about X?
Okay.
Biblical asks, how did the understanding of X develop throughout the Bible?
Oh, okay, so it's looking at it more from a historical
It
perspective.
is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then historical theology.
Okay, so historical theology is looking at how Christians have understood these doctrines
Okay.
throughout history.
Okay.
So it's studying the development of Christian thought
Okay.
from the early church fathers
Okay.
all the way to the present day.
Okay.
And so it's looking at how different theologians, different movements, different councils have interpreted and applied scripture.
Okay.
So for instance, you might study how the Reformation
Okay.
impacted our understanding of salvation by grace.
Okay.
You know, you look at the writings of Luther,
Okay.
Calvin, and others,
Okay.
and how they rediscovered
Yeah.
this truth
Okay.
that had been kind of lost
Okay.
in the medieval church. And so to complete our analogy, historical theology asks the question, how have Christians understood X over the centuries?
Oh, okay. So it's looking at the evolution almost
It is, yeah.
of our understanding of these things.
Exactly. It's the journey
Right.
of Christian thought through time.
Okay, that's a really helpful way to distinguish those three.
I think so.
Yeah, and so
Because it gives us perspective too, you know.
right.
We realize that we're not the first ones
Right.
to wrestle with these questions. Host speaker.